pretty good stuff. I was a big fan. What did you think, Oscar?
It's good stuff, man. I got the Shazam out. I usually Shazam a few songs when I'm in here.
Are you a Shazammer?
Man, I'm a Shazammer.
I'm a lyric Googler.
Oh, really?
But that means you're subject to being able to hear or pick up on a lyric, and more often than not, you need to do it as part of the chorus or something that's recurring. Otherwise, you're no chance. Absolutely no chance. And I will tell you from previous experience, the Eagles come up way too much when you're Googling
generic lyrics.
Yeah, and I don't. Really? I've never thought of Eagles as someone like with particularly poetic or, you know what I mean, broad kind of subject matter in their lyrics, but for whatever reason, they're there.
That's interesting, man. Yeah, I find like you hear a song and you're trying to remember the lyrics. You just write briefly what you remember and you get those like suggested Google searches.
Yeah, that's it.
Man, it's good to be back on Good News.
Yeah, man. Thanks for joining me. What about a month away? 4 weeks, I think?
Yeah. So what's been happening in your week? Has anything been bringing you down at all? Or?
Not so much bringing me down. Like, I've had a pretty cruisy week. I worked over the weekend or whatever. It didn't get up to all that much, but, you know, that's probably good. I had gone away for the weekend before.
Bit of recovery. Take it easy.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'd had a couple of red cordials, so...
Oh, yes.
It's probably good to give the liver a bit of a rest, but, I don't know. There's plenty of stuff. It is NAIDOC week this week, which is cool. 2SER, we're championing like a couple of Indigenous artists, of which I will say there's a couple more coming up throughout the show. It's also National Recycling Week, which is good.
Yeah.
I know I just explained to you guys outside.
Your missing keep cup, yeah.
I left my keep cup at Target.
It's all right if you don't have one. You don't have to make up an excuse. Like, if you don't have one, it's okay.
I just feel like it's the pot calling the kettle black. If I'm gonna,
right,
like,
yeah. If you're
National Recycling Week, let's care about the environment. Ozone this, ozone that, or whatever it is.
And you come in with a
and then I just chuck a coffee cup away in the bin. But it is National Recycling Week. Really good stuff. I was reading this thing, and it suggests that 85% of Aussies are unaware of like kind of soft plastic recycling.
Really?
Yeah, and they take like 700 years, 650, 700 years to break down kind of naturally. Whereas if you separate them away, then they can get done. So I know at home, like we've got three tubs.
Nice. Right?
Not to go off on a tangent here, but we've got three tubs. So it's cardboards, kind of the rest alike, and then soft plastic. So anyone out there listening, really, really nice stuff. You can literally go down to Coles and Woolies and you can drop them off in these like red cycle bins, which I know because I switch between the two depending on what I've got going on my day and the stock lists and stuff that I do in my area. And I think Kellogg's are involved to some degree. I don't know why. Good people at Kellogg's
for them,
getting involved. So
raise a bit of awareness.
Eat some cereal. The real special.
And recycle.
Recycling. The bigger special R. Kellogg's special K and special R. But anyway, let's get into it. Let's hear something.
Let's get in, man.
A little bit of good news for our Monday morning.
Let's do it. A reoccurring theme on Good News is obviously the cancellation of a lot of events.
Yep.
One of those events has been agricultural shows. So the Easter show was obviously cancelled.
Mm-hmm.
Right as COVID was starting, and just all across Australia, they've been cancelled. So one family, the Patricks, they run a company called The Greatest Show Bag, and they decided, you know what? The people need their show bags.
The Greatest Show... Is that a pun on The Greatest Showman of Hugh Jackman
fame? It might be. I don't know. They've been going around for 40 years, so it couldn't be, yeah. So they've been going around regional Victoria and just delivering show bags. So for those people who kind of... It's a bit of a ritual. I don't know about you growing up, but definitely for families to go to the Easter show, pay obscene amounts of money for stuff that you're just going to end up throwing away. But it's that experience of going, you stock up. Yeah.
100%. What was your favourite show bag? There's only one right answer.
Birdie Beetle.
Big time.
Yes.
Bingo, baby.
The best. It's the OG.
Every time.
100%.
And it was always the cheapest, too.
Yeah,
By a country mile. Because like you said, like I was massive on Power Rangers when I was a kid. Genuinely obsessed. And the Power Rangers show bags $40. Actually, I don't know. It escapes me. But they were extortion.
Yeah.
Daylight robbery. And they were awful. They were
fire, man.
Honestly, they would break in the car on the way home, whatever it is that you had into
the
it.
The Birdie Beetle speaking would survive the whole
plastics,
year. Yeah.
Speaking of soft plastics, some of those Power Rangers gear, but anyhow.
We'll definitely jump on that. I think I might even order a few Birdie Beetle show bags. You can't get the chocolates anywhere else.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
Honestly, they have the monopoly on...
Literally, that's the only It's the only time you can get them.
That's ridiculous. But rather, the Easter show has the monopoly on Birdie Beetles.
Exactly, yeah.
So is it a conspiracy?
I don't know. I'll have to look into that. The Birdie Beetle conspiracy.
I'm not prepared to say yes.
Neither am I. Let's move on.
But I'm not prepared to say no.
Cool. So moving on now to primary school kids in the small town of Dullungra in North New South Wales. They've been growing trees to rebuild their local habitat for their koalas. And apparently, prior to that, 75% of koalas had died in the town. And I think that was had quite a bit to do with the drought and bushfires as well. So they've planted these seeds, hopefully give the koalas a new habitat. I mean, great stuff there from primary school kids.
Really good stuff.
I don't know what I was doing in year five. I think I was trying to land a kickflip. I definitely wasn't saving my koala population.
I certainly wasn't. I was probably eating eucalyptus drops rather than planting eucalyptus trees. I was part of the problem as opposed to
probably,
part of the
you
solution.
Were destroying the habitat. Mm. Yeah. Good stuff there, though, from the youth. They are the future, after all.
Picking up my slack.
Yeah, exactly. Cool. This one's crazy. This sounds like it's right out of a Hollywood blockbuster.
Okay.
Baby Lucas stopped breathing. This mother obviously freaked out, as you would, when your child stops breathing. It's quite a scary thing to happen.
This is another classic Oscar Byrne bait and switch.
Yeah.
Starts off bad, but it's going
to
get better.
So he couldn't breathe, and she was obviously stressing out, and she ran him to the local police station in Gracemere, the local town. And within minutes, the local sergeant, Sergeant James, he acted on his feet, as you do, and was able to bring the baby. He was able to kind of resuscitate the baby and get some more air flowing. And apparently the baby has a really rare breathing condition. Oh. And hopefully that all works out. They can come back one day and thank James for saving their life.
Good on you, James.
Good on you, mate.
Good on you. James, if you're streaming online at 2SER.com. Yeah,
at the local police station, all the boys listening in.
In, where was it?
Gracemere.
Good on you, James.
Good
really,
stuff.
Really good stuff.
You know what? We haven't done the good news in a while, so I thought let's add another little story. Usually it's three stories.
The big four. Okay.
Big four. So Andrew Pink, a Sunshine Coast surfer, he was surfing as you do, nice sunny day, and he hit his head on the ocean floor after coming off a wave. His friends came over, he was just lying, paralyzed. The doctors told him, mate, he's paraplegic, you're not going to be able to walk again, you're not going to be able to surf again.
What happens next?
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
He climbed a mountain.
What?
Last week, a mountain, and he's been boogie boarding. He hasn't surfed yet, but he's building his way up. Standing, not just yet on boards, but he's back in the surf.
So he's not paraplegic or he has
They thought he would become one.
Oh,
Yeah, but he fought against it, straight into physical therapy, and he's defied the odds. A recurring theme on Good News is defying the odds.
Defying the odds, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Really punching up in some
Definitely,
respects.
Which everyone's been doing this year in light of COVID-19.
Yeah, as Australians, we love an underdog story.
Definitely.
I mean? You beauty.
The battler, the Aussie battler.
Battler, you know.
That's what it's all about.
Full of grit. Get in there, get it done.
Make it happen.
All right, fantastic.
That's it. That's it for this week.
And timed perfectly to the musical accompaniment. So
nice.
Fantastic. Thanks for joining the show, Oscar.
Mate, it was
good to have
pleasure.
You back in the studio. You've picked up my mood.
Good to hear. I'm looking forward to next week. Good to be back into the good news.
What was our friend in the Sunshine Coast that climbed a mountain?
His name? Andrew Pink. Shout out to Andrew Pink, mate. Truly commendable.
Cowabunga, Andrew. Cowabunga.
Shuckers all round.